Artists have decorated the interiors of chapels, designed the facades of great cathedrals, imagined movie sets, Olympic celebrations, and enormous public works of art that take up whole blocks.
Give me a kiss before you leave me. My imagination.
So why not a city? Could an artist's eye be just the input a city needs to plan its future on?
Kiss the build a dream on.
In 2013, Minneapolis is partnering with Intermedia Arts on Creative City Making, a new program that envisions the urban center as a potential work of art.
My name is Gülgün Kayan. I'm the Director of Arts, Culture, Creative Economy for the city. And this program, Creative City Making Program, is a partnership between Intermedia Arts, my office, and planning, long-range planning. The ambition of the program is to move beyond this initial phase of developing it into really kind of spreading it out throughout the entire city. So it's really the idea of putting artists into the work of the city.
Four teams of artists have been paired up with five city planning projects, which they will work on through 2013.
Gülgün Kayan, at that time, was the new director of arts, culture, and creative economy. Has really been a champion of this kind of work.
Teresa Sweetland is Intermedia Arts Executive Artistic Director.
And was a part of those early conversations of making this happen and bringing artists into city government. And I would say it didn't take a lot of convincing. People are very excited about this work. What's really great is that the city planning department looked at all of the projects they have going on in 2013, and we are really excited that we're going to be working on Penn Avenue North project, which is in North Minneapolis, the Southwest LRT, one of the five LRT station areas, a historic survey capstone evaluation, and two small area plans, one in Linden Hills and one in Dinkytown. And the artists working as a part of that, we have Ashley Hansen and Wing Young Huey are a team. Many people know Wing Huey's work from Lake Street USA and the University Project. And this collaborative team with Ashley Hansen, who's a performance-based artist, is really exciting to see what kind of new strategies for engaging people through photography and through performance they'll be able to bring to this process.
Other artists bringing their creative problem-solving skills to the work of city planning are Caroline Kent, Roger Cummings, Samuel Arrow Phillips, Will Siasoko, and Diane Willow. Beth Elliott is one of the planners pairing with Willow on the Southwest LRT line, which the city hopes to open by 2018.
I think what we hope to do is get other people out into the process. It might be a community meeting, it might be new community engagement strategies, but also Diane might see problems differently than we do. And so I hope that by planners and artists working together on particularly the Southwest LRT Transit project, we might see connections that to the station that we hadn't seen before. We might see new ways to engage people. So I'm hoping that we can broaden the conversation much more than it has been.
Contrary to what you might be thinking, creative city making isn't about installing bronze statues or painting murals. Though those ideas might emerge, the artists are being brought in to introduce a fresh perspective, to facilitate discussion, and to engage stakeholders in the planning of their urban community. Minneapolis isn't the first city to pilot this kind of collaboration. Washington, D.C. and Providence, Rhode Island have both invited artists into the planning process. So why do it at all?
We have to come up with new ideas to get people involved and excited about their vision. We need to be creative. So that's why I'm glad that we can work with the artists. I've been really excited about public art and ways to incorporate art into a lot of elements of our work. So I think this is something that is coming together at a very perfect time for all of us.
This is Brynn Ahmed for KFAI.
10,000 fresh voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.